Mr. Lugosi. I know you're very busy, but can I have your autograph?
Certainly.
You know which movie of yours I love, Mr. Lugosi? The Invisible Ray. You were great as Karloff's sidekick.
Karloff? Sidekick? Fuck you! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit! That limey cocksucker can rot in hell for all I care!
What happened?
How dare that asshole bring up Karloff? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all makeup and grunting.
Bella, I agree 100%. Now, Dracula, that's a role that requires talent.
Of course. Dracula requires presence. It's all in the eyes and the voice and the hand.
That's right. That's right. You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
Bullshit. I'm ready now. Roll the camera.
Rolling.
Stop.
C.
C-97, take one. Mark.
Action.
Beware of the big green dragon that sits on your doorstep. He eats little boys, puppy dog tails, big fat snails. Beware. Take care. Beware. Wait. Pull the string. Pull the string.
I'm in the driver's seat, you little bitch.
Yeah, I
Nathan, felt, you're on the controls.
Felt like sitting over here in the big easy chair, so I gave Napier control. So if it sounds like shit, it's all his fault.
I agree.
Everything is shit, and it is my fault.
Well, making his triumphant return to the podcast.
Hey!
Jesse's clapping for himself. Napier, you didn't clap. Clap for Jesse.
I don't do such faggotry.
You don't clap?
Nope.
For anything?
You don't clap?
Nope.
Ever?
No. Except for when Mike Keenan got run out of town.
You clapped then. That's the one time you clapped?
Yeah.
Mike Keenan.
What was that, 1994?
Yep, last time.
And I love it because there's no way he was, like, at the game. It
yeah.
didn't happen during a game where
no,
they
just when you heard it, you immediately
threw him off. It was like he was reading the newspaper.
Did you do like the slow clap and then it like it built from there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it was like probably like some like 14-year-old girl like an Avatar when she stood up at the end and started clapping. Yeah, that was me. Except for I was 14.
Reading the newspaper.
Yeah.
Well, you also don't high five and you very rarely shake hands. I've noticed that too. You do the fist bump thing.
Exactly, because I will not touch another man unless it's with my fist.
I've tricked him a couple times into high-fiving me. It's happened.
Have you ever hugged him?
I don't think so. Have we ever hugged Napier?
No.
You want to hug?
Not really.
I kind of want to hug you, though.
I will grab your testicles.
Don't grab my testicles.
Oh, you're getting, like, ready. You got, like, the battle stance going.
Yeah.
Mike's going for a hug.
You don't
want to
hug?
Napier is in defensive mode.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse, I got his attention on me. Hug him.
I will drop this microphone, and I will punch somebody in the mouth.
Jesse, hug him.
Come here, big guy.
Who wants cock slapped first?
He's like, sandwich him and just hug him. Yeah!
There would have been two broken dicks afterwards. Ugh.
Well, it's going to be back. I listen to both podcasts. I thought they were very good.
Yeah?
It made me wish I was here, for sure.
Well, you know. The show must go on.
Of course.
You're such a busy guy.
Of course.
It's hard to get you over here sometimes.
let me tell you what. Moving is a bitch.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks. Every time I move, I tell myself, never again.
Never again.
And I always lie to myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's terrible.
Are you a man of the people? You get around a lot?
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. That's not why I missed my class, professor. I was moving.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Napes.
What?
Are you the professor or am I the professor?
I'm the fucking professor. You're my whore. You're my TA with the tiny short fuck me skirt that I get to slap on the ass and say, oh, grade these fucking papers, you little bitch. And then I put my candy cane.
So I got to tell you that I already told Mike this, I'll tell Napier this. So since I've seen you guys last, I was hanging out with my buddy Tim, who was is one of our fans, one of our true fans that we actually know of in the world. And we were at a karaoke bar doing some karaoke, and Cher's Do You Believe in Love came on, and he turns to me and goes, hey, Jesse, is your mic working? I did not prompt him at all. It was all him.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We're culture now.
But that joke's over. We're done with it. Right. Me and Napier retired it.
Wait,
it's funny that me and Napier...
In fantastic fashion. I'm enjoying the Napier karaoke sessions.
Yeah, we got requests on the Twitter for
really?
Napier's next karaoke.
Really?
Yeah.
From who?
Well, Napier's girlfriend, but we won't talk about who it's actually from.
Oh, so Napier's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She thinks you should do Bootylicious.
Bootylicious?
Yeah.
I second that.
I don't think I'm going to be doing Bootylicious.
No?
No.
Well, what, have you been thinking about what you should do this time?
No.
No? Are you just going to wing it? Like,
yeah, I like winging it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If he knows what's going into it, what it's going to be.
And then he can prepare.
Yeah,
preparing is not going to be at all enjoyable.
I also, in the few days that we've been off, what did we just do it, like Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah. I recorded the first of three songs our Pete Best, Chris Dick, recorded. He wrote a song about pancakes and said that I should record it, so I did. He's got a love for pancakes. I don't know what it is.
He's like the pseudo Giant Cox Weird Al. He enjoys changing lyrics to songs.
Yeah.
The only thing that confuses me about Chris Dick is he's a straight male that somehow has not found a love for bacon.
I don't know what it is about him and bacon. It's just,
you know,
see, one day he'll find the love.
You know,
of bacon.
Gay dudes love bacon too.
We might as well get into it now because we've talked about it up and down. Chris Dick is mad at bacon.
No one dislikes
bacon more than me. I like bacon.
What?
But no one dislikes it more than me.
Get out of here.
I don't like bacon on...
Banished!
Burgers?
No!
Fuck bacon on burgers.
No, you joking.
Fuck bacon.
What country are you from?
I like the taste of the burger. The bacon just overpowers the burger.
Oh, my God.
I don't like bacon on pizza.
No.
Fuck bacon on pizza. Oh. It's not good.
But do you just like bacon?
I do like bacon. I enjoy bacon on salads.
Yeah,
really.
But you don't like bacon on burgers.
Don't like bacon on burgers or pizza.
If you ordered a cheeseburger and somebody gave you a bacon cheeseburger, would you be mad that the bacon was on the burger?
Would you throw it away and say, fuck this shit?
It's now, this is what I do with White Castles. I eat the pickles, but I don't eat the pickles on the burger. I take the pickles off and eat them and then eat the burger. I don't like the pickles on the burger, but I do like pickles.
See, I feel the same way. I feel like I like bacon, but not on the burger. I feel like it takes away from the burger. So, although I would never take a piece of bacon off, eat it on its own, and then eat the burger, but...
What would you do with the bacon?
If it just came?
Yeah.
I'd probably just eat it.
Yeah. You wouldn't throw the bacon away.
No,
that's like a sacrilege.
No, that's why I said I like bacon.
Yeah.
But people, every time I tell them that, I'm like, I don't like bacon on my pizza.
Well,
they're like,
you know what?
So the story is, Chris, Bobby and I went to Jack in the Box. Chris ordered an ultimate cheeseburger with no ketchup, no mustard. So the ultimate cheeseburger came with ketchup and mustard and bacon. He didn't order a bacon ultimate cheeseburger. He was mad that there was ketchup and mustard on it, but he was also mad because it wasn't the sandwich he ordered. So he took the bacon off and slammed it on the table, and was like, this is fucking bullshit! And like he wasn't going to eat the bacon. He was slamming it on like the bare table and leaving it there. And me and Bobby just stared at him in shock. We didn't know what to say. We were like, Chris, why are you mad at bacon? I mean, it's not bacon's fault that this happened. And it turned into T-shirts. It turned into a whole campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big deal.
It's one of the greatest running jokes we have.
Chris is mad at bacon. Yeah.
White Castle blocks up my shitter.
Does it?
Yep.
White Castle makes my shitter, you know, function
hyperactive
at hyperactive speeds.
No, White Castle does nothing to my shitter, but I burp it for like 72 hours.
I was the mayor of White Castle for a while, and I was dethroned. I'm no longer the mayor of White Castle.
And have you? How many times have you tried to reclaim your throne?
I actually haven't been there since I was dethroned. I'm kind of mad at him a little bit. Yeah, I'm kind of like, how could you dethrone me? I've been such a good mayor to you.
For people who don't know, Mike's referring to Foursquare, the app, which is totally gay. But
honestly, don't get involved with Foursquare. It's so gay. But I have to be the mayor of everywhere. I just have it, and now I have to
do it. The best Foursquare moment I believe we had was we were at...
J.J. Wilkers!
J.J. Wilkers, and Mike had just become the mayor. He'd checked in enough times to become the mayor of the place. And our waitress came over, and Mike had his iPhone in his hand. And he goes, "I'm the mayor here!" And she's like, "That's great. So what can I get you guys to drink?"
She was very unimpressed with my...
I have no goddamn idea what the piss you two fuckers are talking about.
It's like a GPS thing. Yeah. When you go to like a, it's meant for like restaurants, for bars, stuff like that. You go there, and this app will look on the GPS and see what's around you, and you have the opportunity to check in there. If you check in there enough, you are the mayor of that place.
You know what?
And you can put in little tips like what you like there. And, like, you know, if there's a cool drink special or something.
And, like, your friends, it'll tell your friends, hey, Mike's at...
Houlihan's. Yeah.
You know, so you can, like, kind of keep check. That's exactly when I got rid of it, when, you know, Mike, it started telling me Mike's at Walmart. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I thought it was fun. You look deep in thought. What's...
I don't have one of those little faggoty...
You see, there's these fancy little things called cell phones.
Yeah, I got a cell phone.
Cell
it makes telephone calls.
Have fun things with it. You don't even know how to put your phone on silent. You know what Napier does when he's at work and you call him at work?
I know.
He picks up and hangs up.
I know. We've talked
about it. Because he hasn't figured out how to put his phone on silent.
In movies, he just turns his phone off.
Yeah. That's crazy!
You can fucking talk to me when I'm done doing whatever I'm doing, motherfuckers.
I was thinking about this the other day.
None of you got fucking shit to tell me that's important.
I was thinking about this the other day, like how dependent I've become on technology and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like as it's been mentioned, just moving and whatever. So we had U-verse, we had AT&T U-verse in my old place, and now at the new place, all we have is Charter, which is fine. Charter's great, whatever. But the U-verse has an app for my phone so that I can set my DVR wherever I am. So if I hear of something, oh, there's going to be a show on tonight at 8, I can pull out my phone and DVR the show for tonight.
Yeah.
Charter does not have such a thing. And I was like, freaking out. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And then I step back for a second and go, wait, what am I going to do without an iPhone app that sets my DVR? I think I'll live. Like, you know, how dependent have I become?
Why didn't you get AT&T U-verse
at our new apartment, Charter's like included in the rent. Like, which is nice.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Can you include
no
internet
options
and all that?
No.
No.
But your basic cable is included. So it's like, all right.
Huh.
Charter is like fucking Cox. They're like a tiny little bitty shitbag cable area. The only ones that will ever offer that is probably Comcast, and everybody fucking hates
Comcast. Well, see, to that point, I was looking for different apps. Like, you know, I just put in, you know, DVR app or whatever, and... like you said, Comcast has one, DirecTV has one, what's the other, Dish Network has one, U-verse has one. Charter's the only one that doesn't fucking have one.
Oh, Cox probably doesn't, or Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah, some of those little shitty ones. I know, it was so annoying. Very mad at that. And here's my other thing, while we're on the topic. This reminds me of, Mike, remember your story about you have to hit your car.
Still do, yeah.
To turn on the air conditioning or whatever. So, we get a DVR from Charter, okay? The guy comes in, sets it up, whatever. Sits down with the remote, and he's like, this remote sucks. It's like, look, it's not going to ever get any better. I've had this every time I've installed one of these. You have to hit the button 5 times for it to register once. So if you're scrolling channels, you have to hit the button 5 fucking times, and maybe it'll register that you want to flip the channel up. He's like, it's totally annoying. You'll be calling us tomorrow and complaining about it, but I'm letting you know that there's nothing we can do about it. He even gave me another remote control and said, look, here's another remote control. It's not the remote control that's causing the problem. It's just the DVR. That's the way it works. You have to deal with it. So, you know, sure enough, I started dealing with it, and it's like, this sucks. It's fucking terrible. Especially if you're trying to, like, search for, you know, a certain show or whatever. To put in, you know, it's horrible. So I go on a message board, and I'm looking for ways to fix this. And that's why I'm saying it's reminding me of yours, because the fix I found, they said, just put a piece of plain white paper over the front of your DVR, and it'll work.
Why does that make sense?
I did, and it works perfectly. Because apparently the front of the DVR is too shiny. Like, the front of it is, like, really... It's like, you know, get some kind of glass or plastic or black.
So it freaks itself out?
Yeah, somehow it reflects off it and doesn't register or double registers or whatever it is. So if you put a piece of white fucking printer paper over the front of it, it works perfectly. Isn't that so dumb? How do they not figure that out before they send it out to hundreds of people? How do they not figure that out?
I wonder if you got, like, some kind of, you know, like, clear coat or like, kind of like a matte finish clear coat or something, and sprayed that on there.
I guess
you wouldn't want to spray something on it because
it's like a rental thing.
Yeah.
But
why don't you just get a piece of tape and then...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You better believe I'm taping a piece of white fucking paper. So if anyone ever comes to my house and you're like, why does Jesse's DVR have a white piece of paper over it? That's why.
You ought to, like, print out a picture of a big cock and, like, put that on there. And
why would
it'd be like, hey, Jesse, why you got a big cock on your DVR?
Why
like,
would I do that?
I don't know. I just kind of liked it. I thought it was kind of cool.
It would definitely be boobies, if anything. Come on. Why would I
don't know why my mind went straight to cock. I don't know why that happened.
Maybe you like it.
Maybe. I mean, you never know.
I wish my electronic adventures were that goddamn easy. Hitting it, putting a piece of paper on it, trying to figure out how to fucking get Ubuntu to register above 800, 600 with my fucking video card. It's like writing fucking code. I have to figure out how to re-fucking program the fucking thing to actually register with my goddamn monitor.
What did he just say?
Yeah,
see,
move
now
on.
He's talking Spanish.
Yeah, I have no idea what he just said. That didn't make any sense.
I played with Ubuntu.
Ubuntu? Is that what he said?
Yeah, it's Linux.
Ubuntu?
Yeah, Ubuntu.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Ubuntu?
U-B something U-T fuck.
U-N-T-U.
Ubuntu.
Yeah. Why do they call it that? It's so dumb.
It's African for, I don't know, dirtbag.
The Africans are making stuff?
No, like? the guy was some fucking kind of hippie shit, and he's like, oh, I want to name it after some language that nobody's fucking ever heard of.
I just read today that the last sardine canner in the United States closed this week. So the United States now produce no sardine canning. So, like, if we get our sardines, they're not going to be from America.
I saw that, too. I just
eat so much of it now.
Yeah.
How could they have gone out of business?
I don't know. Well, it's not a story, considering, a television hasn't been produced in America in, like, a decade? Like...
None of the television companies.
No television has been produced in America in 10 years.
You're lying.
No.
Really?
So how
do we make anything? We make Snuggies. Is that it?
Yeah.
I don't think we make Snuggies.
Snuggies ain't made here.
No, we don't make Snuggies.
What do we make? Anything?
We make some services to sell to each other.
We are. Yes, that is true. We are a services industry.
Yeah. But our customer service and all that is not American, except
Well, not,
Napier.
Not customer service, services.
Yeah, like you know,
cooking and
you know what I've seen a couple of lately? Trucks with funny little, they all have, you know, silly little pun names.
Yeah.
But basically the service is that they pick up dog shit.
Yeah.
People are so lazy they don't pick up their own dog shit. So they hire this guy in this red truck to drive over to their house and go in the backyard and pick up their dog shit. Now, how much do you think that guy's making?
Probably a pretty good living.
They're like, well, I have a dog. I mean, when you buy a dog, that's got to be, the first thing you consider is, hey, this dog's going to shit.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I might have to buy this dog food. That might be before this dog's going to shit. But that has to be in the top two things they're going to bring up is, you know what, this dog's going to shit, and I'm going to have to pick up the dog's shit.
Apparently they're willing to pay for it.
I mean, do you think he makes $20 a visit?
Or do you think I have no idea.
Buy the piece of shit?
There's no way it's buy the piece of shit.
I mean, because... Because if it was like every time he comes there type thing, you'd wait a while, wouldn't you? And your yard would be filled with shit.
Well, it's one of those things where, let's say that paid $100,000 a year. I mean, would you really do it? I mean, it's like,
yeah. Have you realized what I've done for money?
$100,000 a year in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would.
Drive to somebody's house and I'd pick up some shit.
I'd pick it up with my bare fucking hands.
You know what?
Sniff it and give the guy a thumbs up. Like, yeah, dog's doing good, buddy.
Honestly, I'd be happy with $40,000 a year. Like, if I I had to do was drive around and sweep
up
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay,
what
do I care? But yeah, let's say $40,000. Then you're like, no matter what. You're like, yeah, man, I'm doing great. Got a new job. It's got benefits. Making good money. Everything's going good. And no matter what, when they go, what are you doing? Oh, I pick up dog shit.
I would tell everybody I fucking know. I don't give a shit.
Do you think
there's a stigma? Fuck you.
Do you think it's like people who work at White Castle that always smell like onions? You think, you know, there's no way to get that smell out of your clothes? And
we smelled like pizza dough for fucking ever. That shit was nasty.
Yeah, well, but I mean, you're outdoors and you're picking up shit. Then you throw it in a bucket, and you drive to the next place. You pick up some shit, you throw it in a bucket, you drive to the next place. You're by yourself, you get to hang out, you get to listen to your iPod, and all you gotta do is
sweep. We're making a lot of assumptions about
sweep some shit up.
Well, what else would his job be? He's not digging the shit out of the dog's ass.
Yeah, I mean,
how bad can it possibly be?
He's not, installing anything. He's not talking to anybody. He's like, hey, I picked up your dog's shit, give me $20, all right, see you later.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he does.
Next podcast, I want you to call this place on air.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, are you accepting applications?
I would love to work for the shit picker upper guys.
See how much it is.
I would much prefer being a dog shit picker upper, driving around by myself, listening to my iPod and picking up shit as opposed to what I do now.
Well, then why don't you do it? Why don't you call him?
That's my dream.
Call
I want to be a shit picker upper.
You just said you'd rather do that than what you do now. Why don't you call them?
That's a good question.
Well, garbage men do pretty well.
Yeah.
As far as money, because they have to, deal with trash all day, and they have to have the stigma of being a trash man.
Yeah.
They do okay.
That'd probably be all right, too. I wouldn't want to drive that big truck, though.
No.
That kind of freaks me out. I think being a mailman would be awesome. I think that's what I want to do. I want to be a mailman.
Oh, then you'd have a government job with benefits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are they union?
I want to work inside. I'd want to be like a carrier.
They're definitely union. Are they not?
I think they are.
Fucking government.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? You know that old thing, that stupid, what happens if a mailman, a fire truck, an ambulance, and a police car all come to a four-way intersection, who gets to go first? They say the mailman gets to go first because he's a federal employee.
Yeah. Except for that's never happened ever in this country.
Well, I'm sure it never has, but I've heard that before. And
I like to think of it as the biggest truck gets to go first, like the fire truck, because it'll fucking smash through everybody, then the ambulance.
Then what's the greater emergency?
Fire?
Definitely not the mail.
I would say
the ambulance, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. No, I'd say fire. Fire, definitely.
Fuck fire. I mean, if everybody's out of the fire, who cares? There's definitely somebody
Let's
hurt.
Be honest. You can make an argument for all of them but the mailman in this scenario. Okay, that little story, that's one of those things that the mailmen tell each other to, seem cool. It's like, cheerleaders all go, cheerleaders, if it was any easier, they'd call it football. It's like, no.
No, they wouldn't. What emergency could a fucking mailman have? What, the guy's hustler didn't arrive on time, so he beat the fuck out of his wife? What the fuck?
It's nudie magazine day!
God damn it, my hustler's late! Get me my beer woman,
Punch hustler?
Yeah, they still
make hustler. Can you still buy a hustler?
You can buy a hustler wherever you want. It's America.
Huh.
You can look inside a lady's vagina and start, like, you know, punching it with your mind. That's hot, isn't it? You can
say we're at a trivia contest this week.
Yeah.
And Napier was on
I think it's kind of funny, you know, how many people were invited and I wasn't. I mean, we got down to Napier and I hadn't been invited yet. I mean, Tim McFarlane was invited.
What? I didn't know that.
Couldn't come. And I mean, like, at no point, I want to know who it was. It was like, fuck, man, don't call Mike.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I was not doing any of the invitations.
Yeah.
But I was surprised to see Napier there. Napier brought it. He fucking brought it, Mike.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you weren't invited, because he brings the info.
Well, Napier knows shit that doesn't matter.
I knew my hippie beatdowns that
night. Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. There was some question. What was it about? It was about some...
It was a picture of a cop beating the fuck out of some little fucking hippie, and it said, this happened in 1999. Where the fuck was
it? What city was this in? Yeah.
And, like, Seattle.
Napier goes, Seattle. And what was it? What was the cause? Or what, it was like
the WTO protest.
Yeah. He goes, this is a WTO protest in Seattle. And we're like, what? How do you know that? He goes, I know my hippie beatdowns.
And God damn it if it wasn't right. Nobody in that fucking audience got that shit.
He might have been the only person that got it right.
There was like 100 fucking people there. Nobody knew a goddamn, like,
well,
oh, I don't
know
what
a random hippie beatdown.
No, I know my hippie beatdowns. I fucking tape record them if I fucking could.
Yeah?
I want to see a 200-pound fucking hippo fucking loser bastard start protesting about fucking people making money for once. I want to see him get fucking bear-maced and then beat the shit out of him by some big fat fucking cop and then get his shit curb stomped. Like, yeah, there we go. We as a society just fucking progressed a little. Fuck that fat shit. Ah, now I'm happy.
You're an angry guy.
Ah, I fucking hate hippies.
I should have kept track of all the questions Napier got right, because they were pretty surprising. There's some like, what?
There's some that, like, you wouldn't think anybody would know.
Yeah, and then Napier out of nowhere and goes, Seattle. I'm like, what?
Exactly. It was awesome. It was goddamn amazing.
What did we determine that a good name for pedophiles would be the other day? Was it Pokey Walker?
Yeah, Pokey Walkers.
Pokey Walkers? I like that.
Yeah, but now the little kids got the Pokey Walkers. Like,
beware,
oh, he's...
Beware the Pokey Walker.
Hey, yeah, kid, but now they got the little Pokey Walkers.
For Pokey Walkers.
It sounds too good, though. It sounds like too... Like, a kid go, I want a Pokey Walker.
I bet you do.
No, you
don't.
The word
pedophile is like, I want a pedophile. That would never, you know...
You know, pedophile doesn't really sound, like, awful. Pedophile kind of sounds like, you know, like a black guy name.
Really?
No.
You know, like, oh, God, what's the one I heard the other day? I don't remember.
What was that one dude's name, Pedro? Or Pedro?
Pedro.
Pedro, not Pedro, Pedro.
Well, I mean, Plaxico.
Yeah,
Plaxico, that's not too far off from pedophile.
Sounds like a type of glass of some kind.
Yeah, or like a window washing fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a dildo burning factory.
Is that what you want to name it?
No, I might now.
What was it called before?
Napier's Dildo Reclamation Facility. But that doesn't like really convey the message that I want to.
Napier's,
it's
got to
be
Dildo Reclamation
Facility.
Now, we need Napier's Dildo Reclamation Facility t-shirts.
Do you remember when we worked at the hut, like, to begin with, it was called Tricon, and then they changed it to Yum? Like, the first one conveyed, like, it was an authority. It was fucking Tricon.
Yeah.
And then it went to Yum to be more fucking family friendly. I want the evilest fucking, like, corporate name you could think of, and that's going to be it. Like, take your dildos to this place that sounds like it's literally raping a deer on fire as it gets hit with a fucking shovel. That's the message that I want.
Raping a deer
while it's
on fire.
Then hitting it with a shovel.
Then hitting it with a shovel?
Yeah, and then leaving it there.
Okay, so
like leaving
so
it
so you're raping a deer, and then, like, when you finish...
No, you set the deer on fire, and then it's burning, and it runs, and then you capture it, and then you cut its legs off, and then you fuck it. Then you, when you're done, you hit it in the head with a shovel, and then you leave it on a park ranger's doorstep. And you're like, here you go, catch me, and then you run away.
Do you take the legs, or do you leave them where they lay when you cut them off?
You throw them at the door so he comes and gets like a flaming bag of poop, except for it's a deer on
fire.
Is
the deer still on fire?
Yeah, it's always on
fire.
How
do you transport it if you set it on fire before you cut its legs off?
Catapult.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I don't know. That sounds like an idea.
You didn't really think that through.
No, I didn't.
You have to catapult it onto a ranger's doorstep. Maybe very accurate.
Couldn't you just write him a note?
You could
knock on his door and run.
Do you realize how many deer there are in this country?
Like,
you could just get like a
deer, Mr. Ranger.
Sure.
The flaming, legless, raped deer is located at.
like you could have an app where like the little fucking Boy Scouts when they run around in the goddamn forest, like, oh, there's one. Take a picture of it and like, oh, click. Like they can MySpace it and shit. Like, oh, see, look, there's where it landed. I found one. It'd be like a meteor hunting club, except for it's dead, raped, legless
deer. Wait,
there
are meteor hunting clubs?
Yeah.
Sounds so lame.
Yeah, they go out into the desert. They get their little thing, their little like the fuckers in Florida and California.
The metal detectors, but
yeah.
Meteor detectors?
Yeah, they're made out of, the meteors are made out of metal. You just go around, you find something, and then you pick it up like, oh, it's a meteor.
Oh. And then what do you do with it? How's that exciting?
You put it in a sack and take it home.
I zoned out 2 or 3 minutes ago. What are we talking about?
Talking about ass-raping deer. Fuck
Mike's
you.
Mike's totally not kidding. He's making the fucking lampshade. He's totally not kidding. He doesn't know what's going on right now.
Whee! So, sure, Bobby's nephew does the same thing, and he's 9. Or
who's
how
nephew?
Old is he? Bobby's. Doesn't he have a little nephew?
Yeah.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Well, he probably does the same stupid shit.
Well, he's, like, little.
Yeah. And you're a grown-ass man. You're playing with a lampshade on your foot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's because you're talking about whatever it is you were talking about.
You whore.
Jesse talking about something. He's,
okay.
He's scaring me.
All right, we're going to play a game.
Okay.
We're going to play a game. This is a game that we invented in Vegas, me and some of my friends one time. We were sitting in a sports book.
Is that the one that looks like Lance Bass?
Yes, he was there. He was one of the people there. We were in Vegas, and we were betting on, you know, basketball games and whatever. And there's all the horse race listings with all the odds for the horse races across the country. So we played a game where you have to go down the horse race listings and make a, like, dirty statement. You have to turn one of the horse names into a dirty, you know, statement or story or whatever. Okay?
That can't be that hard.
It's really not that hard, which is hilarious. There's so many that are just so, have so much sexual innuendo that it's hilarious. For example, so I just pulled up, these are today's, like, races. I just pulled up odds for today's races. The number one thing I pulled up is quick and dirty.
Oh, yeah.
So that, that didn't count.
That's the story of my sexual life.
But
quick and dirty.
For example, in order to win this contest, you would have to say something along the lines of, so I banged this girl, it was quick and dirty.
Okay.
So, and some of these are going to be pretty hard to do. How about this? Irish Southie. So can you think of like I figure Napier would be great at this. Like, he could make up some weird sexual maneuver that's called an Irish Southie. So, for example, like, maybe you take a Guinness and you shove it up a girl's ass.
No, that can just be another tasty time. Because it's red and you're going
Southie.
Would
you put the whole bottle up her ass, or would you, like, pour a Guinness into her ass?
We'll say we'll pour a Guinness into her ass.
I would say if you did that, you should also funnel in some Lucky Charms for color.
And call an Irish Southie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Napier, mute your goddamn phone!
Ass, balls, titty, fuck.
Mute your goddamn phone!
Mute your goddamn phone.
My phone is muted.
My phone isn't.
Actually, it's not.
All right, so we need to try some of these?
Okay, yeah.
Well, let's see if we can come up with any. And some of these are too easy. For example, this one might be too easy. Jack's Cannon.
Ah, Jack's Cannon. Napier knows all about Jack's Cannon.
Exactly.
Tell him about Jack's Cannon. He's got a big one, doesn't he?
I had a girl lick the tip of my penis hole, and I exploded like Jack's fucking cannon.
Exactly. Nice job. Dangerous tide.
A girl was peeing on me, and it became a dangerous tide.
This is going to be great. Voila, American.
I was over in Russia banging some...
go ahead.
I was banging some Russian broad, and I beat her over the face with an empty fucking vodka bottle, and she said, voila, American, as she beat the shit out of my junk.
Here's where I would take that. I would go something along the lines of... So I painted my face. I got some spray tan, and I went down to Mexico, and I started dating this girl, and she said, I can only date American boys. So, you know, and I won't have sex till marriage. So I dated her for a while. I finally got married to her. And our wedding night, I consummated the relationship. I took off all my makeup and said, voila, American. Classical man.
Napier's a classical man.
I shaved my junk in a way to look like a classical man.
Let's see what we got here. Big Star Chunk. These are actual names, people. These are actual names. Big Star Chunk.
I was having sex with my lady friend while she had the flu horribly. She threw up and I ate her Big Star Chunk.
Napier was fucking Nick Hewitt in the ass, and when he pulled out his dick suddenly, along with it came a Big Star Chunk.
Good one. Mohican Design.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That one's a little bit difficult,
hard.
Yeah. Mohican Design.
We can pass.
She had a big tomahawk shaped dildo that she referred to as her Mohican Design.
This is an easy one, but it'll be good. First is best. I mean, that pretty much writes itself.
I've always been first. Never come in second in that
category.
Okay,
here's a good one. This would be a good one. Baffling Beth.
Ah.
When I stuck my penis into her vagina, she made this horrible godforsaken shriek and then started vomiting and crying at me. That's why she is known as Baffling Beth.
Here's the way I would go with that. I would go with... So I go over to the Hewitt residence... And I put on my... It all comes down to costumes for me. I put on my Nick costumes. And from there, I was Baffling Beth.
Ah.
Aha.
What would a Nick costume consist of?
It would be a Toby costume from
you
the
could
office.
Just strap yeah. a dildo to your head and... Yeah, just run around
strap
with that.
A dildo to your head?
Like, oh, there's Nick.
If you walked into the Hewitt residence with a big dildo on your head, Beth would just answer the door and be like, oh, hey, Nick. Why don't you use your key?
Exactly. That's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
Perfectly peachy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That one's too easy. I'm going to give it to Mike.
Oh, thanks! Napes, you're giving me the easy one.
I'm throwing softballs here.
See, my mind goes to freshly regrown pubic hair.
And saying it's perfectly peachy?
Yeah. That's what I thought immediately.
So there I was. Elbow deep in a 13-year-old.
Who was perfectly peachy.
It was perfectly peachy.
Yeah.
Did I take that too far?
No.
Might have. Then again, I mean, this is the right place for that, I guess.
Fox Valley Chica.
You know, I kind of want to go bet on some of these horses now.
Isn't this fantastic?
Like, perfectly
I swear
peachy?
To God, we found this game, and I can probably remember a few.
Is this at Fairmount, or is it?
No, I was in Vegas, and they had from across the country, they had every horse race, all their odds, and every time they'd come up, we would all sit there and, like, race to see who could find the dirtiest saying or whatever
we should go to Fairmount one of these days. That's fun.
I thought it closed.
No, it's still open.
I guess the trailers must be empty on Fridays. I mean, what?
Perfectly peachy.
Let me see if I can find out. The best one, if I can remember, was my friend Brian did the name was Dream Proof. Okay, Dream Proof. And then he said, there I was last night having this sex dream about your mom, and I was banging her, and it was going great. And then I woke up in the morning, and I checked my pants, and there was my dream proof.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if we can get another good one here. Bobo's Express. Bobo's Express.
Hey, little kids, I don't think you want to get on Bobo's Express.
The clown only had a 10-minute break in between parties, so he gave her the Bobo Express.
Like, some of these, I don't even know, like, you couldn't go wrong with this. War-a-wee lucky.
Are you pronouncing that right?
W-A-R-R-A-W-E-E-L-U-C-K-Y. War-a-wee lucky.
Go to throw a rock at that horse.
Cleve Hangover. I mean, I don't know. Nate's choice
was to fuck her in the nostril.
Nate's choice included a girl with daddy issues who had horrible dependency problems and a meth addiction. Meth addiction.
The Lady Gaga chocolate hot dog surprise. Oh, hot dog ravioli surprise. Okay, so it was a cross-dressing black man in a blonde wig getting a blowjob and shitting, correct?
I have no idea.
You were the one that came up with it. But what I was thinking was she would have to be, like, between his legs and, like, blowing him, like, but, like, the rest of her is between his legs so that when he shits, it lands, like, on her stomach.
Or it can just land near her. I mean, it doesn't have to be on her.
Don't you think it has to be on her?
Or she could shit, like, once he blows his load. Like, it's got the power, and it, like, moves out her bowels.
What if she was blowing him, like, while they were in, like, a 69 position, and she was shitting on his face?
What if they were both shitting, and then rolling around in the shit?
Fuck me in the shit.
Yeah. There we go.
All right, this is the last one I'll do. This is the last race. There's a bunch of good ones on this race, though. Oh, and keep in mind, this is, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of Adam Carolla's theory that is good for the Wang, good for the Stang, where he bets on horses based off of what he would name his cock. So if they had a horse that was, you know, something that was good to name your cock, it would also do good in the race.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can go with that.
So, for example, this one... Valid Strike.
Ooh, there we go. Yeah.
Good for the Wang, good for the Stang. Valid Strike.
There we go.
Here's maybe my favorite one. I don't even know if you could turn this into... Well, it's very sexual anyway, but it's a great name for a horse. Yes, no, whatever. So it's like, hey, baby, I was thinking maybe we could do a little doggy style tonight. What do you think?
Yes, no, whatever.
Whatever.
I was thinking vagina, asshole, mouth.
Did you ever name your wiener?
No.
You never named
Here's,
it?
No, I've never named my wiener. We'll call it good.
Okay.
Okay, I'll fucking... Here. Fucking Uther's Hammer.
Uther's Hammer?
There we go.
So, the name is Cactus Park. Cactus Park.
Cactus Park.
I'll go with the pubic hair theme and go, man... My girl didn't shave in 2 days, and it was a total cactus park down there.
Yeah, man. You ever name your cock?
Ching. No.
Your cock doesn't have a name?
Make up a name real quick.
Yeah.
Well, if I have a choice, it's going to be, what was it? Valid Strike.
Valid Strike? Like, hey, baby, why don't you come on over here and play with Valid Strike?
Valid Strike.
Napier, you never named your cock?
I just did. It's fucking Uther's Hammer.
Uther's Hammer?
Yeah.
I like it.
One of the other horse names that I'll forever remember from that Vegas trip.
Yeah.
Which goes for the good for the Wang for the thing. There's an actual horse named Lord Macho. Like, that is instantly my cock's name. Lord Macho.
Lord Macho. I like that.
Yeah.
I bet on a horse at Fairmont one time called She Is the Secret. I always liked it. I don't know why.
Did you ever win?
Yeah, I did. She Is the Secret won me money. So I always remember that one because it was kind of funny. I didn't win a lot of money.
I remember one time this was actually a different time in Vegas, but there was one of the horses was called, what the fuck was it? It was, damn it. What's this in Ferris Bueller when he says he's, oh, Abe Froman. Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago.
Yeah.
One of the horses was called Abe Froman, and it was like terrible odds, and everyone was telling me, because Ferris Bueller is like my favorite movie ever, so everyone's like telling me to throw money on it, and I was like, no, it's like, it's so bad, it's not going to win, whatever. Sure enough, it fucking won. I was so mad.
Do you remember when SportsCenter did like the top greatest athletes of the fucking millennium?
And Secretariat.
They put a fucking horse in there. Are you fucking kidding me?
Secretariat is like top 10, I think. He was really high.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Are you going to remember Uther's hammer and use it later?
I'm going to remember Uther's hammer till the day I die. I'm going to be on my deathbed. I'm going to tell him, you can donate every part of me to science, but Uther's hammer.
Uther's hammer belongs to me.
Uther's hammer belongs in my crotch crevice. You fucking little pricks. You're out of my will. Fuck you.
Good old Uther's hammer. I won't remember that.
Napier, do you want to talk about your Samurai Star Wars game?
Yeah, fuck Samurai Star Wars. Fucking horse shit.
So, George Lucas made Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then this guy was like, I'm going to make an adaptation of Star Wars starring samurais?
Yeah, it was called Samurai Wars, was what it was going to be. And then it never happened.
Did it have anything to do with space?
No, it had everything to do with samurais and wars.
So it was set on Earth.
Yeah, in feudal Japan.
So, the Force still exists in this world, I'm assuming.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't believe so. Maybe.
But isn't that the whole point?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't read the fucking script. I looked at the little fucking plastic characters.
I mean, basically, don't you just have a bunch of samurais running around? If you take out the space and, like, the Force and all that, then you just have a bunch of assholes flying around in spaceships. But if you do that with samurais, they aren't even flying around in spaceships.
No, they don't have to be. Fuck them. They don't have to be running around in fucking spaceships.
Were there Ewoks?
No.
How do you explain Chewbacca?
No, Chewbacca.
What is
there?
Chewbacca?
Chewbacca's a goddamn demon. It's a fucking, like, hairy monkey demon.
A hairy monkey demon?
Yeah, that runs around with a goddamn axe with fucking nails shoved into it, beating the fuck out of cats and then raping their women as he sets their fucking house on fire and then goes home to masturbate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Wow.
Wee. God damn. It would probably involve some fucking squid raping Princess Leia, because that's what all Japanese cartoons and movies
They always end up with some kind of
Yeah, some girl's going to get raped by an octopus.
Raping somebody.
Yeah, it's like multi-dicks. And like
multi-dicks is important.
Yeah,
it's like a gang of dudes?
No, that's just mean. But, you know, you got like a dick monster.
Oh,
kinda funny.
A dick monster. Yeah. That's much better than a group of dudes. Is it like a rape monster?
Yeah, it's like a gigantic fucking
rape. It's like
rape
the dragons in Reign of Fire. Like, they feed on rape.
Well, they feed on...
Like, what are you
going
to have for dinner tonight?
Oh, rape.
Rape. you feel like dessert? I could go for some rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mmm. Rape is delicious.
Why are the Japanese so fucking weird with that shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every culture has their own, like, little weird
The Germans
things,
like
you know?
To eat poop.
Yeah,
watch,
yeah, exactly.
They're poop people.
But why?
Have you noticed with
like
us
monsters fucking their girls?
It always comes down to poop.
Well, in Japan,
I don't know how that happens, but with when me and you get in a room, poop is going to be discussed.
Yeah. Well, okay, over in Japan, you know what bukkake is, right?
Where
a bunch of dudes jerk off on a woman's face.
Yeah.
Okay, this is where it came from. Fishermen, in order to make sure they have a good, like, crop of fish whenever they come back, what they would do is they would take a young village girl, all the fishermen would, like, circle around her, they'd bury her in the sand up to her face, and then they would jerk off, and it would all land on their face, and that would make sure they'd have good fish.
It's like a superstitious thing?
Yeah. It's like, you know, like not walking under a ladder. Over there, you jerk off on a girl's face.
You know.
Japan's fucking awesome. Oh, hold on. Excuse me.
What if the guy missed? I mean, like, what if it was like a rogue streak? Would that be bad luck?
Guess you're not going out that day.
Or would he have to jack off again to make up for it? Or, like, do you only get one shot?
I would assume you would just get one shot. If you don't get it, I mean, obviously you're not going to have a good harvest.
Do they all do it at the same time? Or are they all together?
Yeah, all at the same time.
Wouldn't that just kill your boner if there was, like, another dude next to you jacking off?
Well, I mean, how much do I want my fish?
That's a good point.
I mean, I'm going out there for my dinner. I mean, I'm going to have a boner. I'm going to squirt that all over that girl's face and then kick sand on her just to say, hey, you're cooking that.
Because you know it'd stick to her face at that point, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be just mean.
Like, oh, that's my spot, and I'd kick it like,
You got some man glue, and then you're going to throw some glitter on it to make it sparkly.
That way, when she gets done and she goes home to the village elders, like, yeah, I'm helping those boys out. I did a good thing.
Oh, that's a Napier load there, isn't it? Like, yep. And then he kicks sand on it.
Mm-hmm. How you doing in your box office thing?
Okay. Date Night is one of my movies.
Yeah.
Which had a pretty decent opening weekend, but was surrounded in controversy. I don't know if you've heard of this.
No.
But okay, so when it came out this last weekend, it reported that it was the number one movie in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Clash of the Titans finished below it by, like, a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah.
So it, like, had to go to, like, a recount for who's the number one movie in the country.
Uh-huh.
And it's
they still do all that bullshit, though. Oh, we're the number one comedy.
Who's the number one movie? Is it a good movie or is it a shitty movie?
No, but if you're the number one movie, then the next week you can promote yourself as the number one movie. And it's a big deal. And it turns out that my movie, Date Night, over-reported their box office take by like $2 million.
So they were really
the number two movie.
Behind Clash of the Titans, it was in, what, it's the third week or something?
Second week,
I've heard it's awful.
Yeah, I heard it's really bad, too. I still want to see it, though, just because
kind of,
it's 3D. But I'll tell you what, the movie Fantasy League has been fantastic because it really changes the way you look at dumb movies. Because now when I go to a movie and like the previews come on, I'm not looking for movies. You're looking for dollar signs? I'm scouting.
I'll tell you what,
what movies I'm going to take.
Saw a trailer for the Will Ferrell movie that he's a cop with Mark Wahlberg. It was called The Other Guys.
I never heard of it.
The Rock, and it had Samuel L. Jackson. It had a shit ton of people in it. It had more people than that. Looks fucking hilarious.
I guess, is that going to be a summer release?
I don't know. It was called The Other Guys. I had never heard of it until I saw this trailer for it. But
the summer
looked really
draft
funny.
Is going to be really interesting because there's going to be a lot of big movies.
But you know, I mean, you know, it looks like a hard R Will Ferrell comedy.
Looks good.
You know, a lot of times, Will Ferrell's really hit or miss. Sometimes his movies are complete shit. Sometimes they're really funny.
Like that soccer movie?
I thought it was kind of funny. You didn't like the soccer one?
I thought the basketball one
was pretty fucking lame.
No, I love the basketball one. The basketball one was awesome. The soccer movie had two funny parts.
Yeah, to each their
Neither
own.
One of them were very good, let's be honest.
I like that. No, I like Trop... what was that?
Tropic Thunder.
Will
Ferrell wasn't in that.
No.
Semi-pro.
Fucking
semi-pro.
Terrible. Yeah, that had like one... It had a good part in there.
Never saw it.
It was not good at all.
Odd question. Why do fucking why does Steve Carell play Steve Carell in every movie that he's ever in?
Who else is he going to play?
I don't know. A character?
I don't know.
Somebody.
You can ask that for
Date Night. For the record, I saw it. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. It had a couple of cheesy parts, but for the most part, it was.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was funny.
I need to support my movie.
Yeah, it was funny. I laughed.
I have a feeling Tina Fey is going to be playing Tina Fey until she dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know Jack Nicholson, not Nicholas. Jack Nicholson has never done a talk show.
You're shitting me.
He's never done a talk show.
Really? Well, good for him. He's a fucking adult. No, fuck talk shows.
Hey, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying it's
one time
he's never got pressured from.
Never been on Letterman. Never been anywhere.
He's never done any talk show.
I like the interview that he did on the golf cart. Golf course for it was for Howard. I think it was a who's the guy that does the interviews on the red carpet? I forgot that guy's name. Anyway,
Stuttering John?
No, it was after Stuttering John. It was the other guy. That pisses me off that I can't remember the guy's name.
What else? Sal or Richard?
No. Anyway. He goes out on the golf course, and you know, they give him questions to ask, and they ask Jack if you were forced to be raped, would you rather suck a dick or get fucked in the ass? And Jack Nicholson just looks at him, he goes, I don't get forced to do anything.
It's the funniest fucking thing.
And now you know that's true. He probably said that same line to his agent when they're like, look, you have to do Carson. You got to do Carson. No, you got to do Letterman. I don't get forced to do anything.
Jack Nicholson's badass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Boners.
Boners.
What's Neighbors Karaoke going to be this week?
I don't know. We're running out of time.
I gotta say, I really have enjoyed the karaoke. I think they're very funny.
Yeah. Well, let's if I can get my fat ass out of this chair. Napier, what are you thinking?
Oh fuck, what's that song from Robot Unicorn Attack?
What?
No.
Yes. No. I probably just go into YouTube and go into the fucking just put in Robot Unicorn Attack. And it's an actual song from the 80s.
Well, now I want to hear it.
Yeah, now I'm kind of... I'm going to turn my microphone off so I can focus here.
It's going to be awesome.
I bet it's not all that awesome. I mean, the name's pretty awesome.
Robot Unicorn Attack.
No, not the game. The music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's Erasure.
Sorry,
it's okay. Type
Robot Unicorn Attack.
Okay, just do this. Erasure, always.
What?
Yeah, that's what it's called. There you go. Always. There it goes. Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm not going to enjoy this one.
What? Why would you not go to the top one?
Is this karaoke though?
I don't know.
Words.
Yeah.
That's important.
Really gay.
Oh yeah, it's super gay. Open your eyes. I see. Your eyes are open. Wear no disguise for me.
I want him to do a song I know, though. I don't know the fuck this is.
I'm taking a shit on this.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Jesse, it's from Robot Unicorn Attack. It's awesome.
Napier karaoke.
Let's see what we can do here. How about Hungry Like the Wolf?
What? I've never heard of that song.
You heard this song. Fuck you.
Any Duran Duran, I don't care.
I've never actually listened to Duran Duran.
Yeah!
Good. Me and Jesse will do the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay. Darken the city. Knights of Ware. Streaming the subway. Earth is a fire. Woman, you want me? Give me a sign. And catch my breath. Even closer behind. In touch with the ground. I'm on a hunt. I'm after you. Smell like I sound. I'm lost in a crowd. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Straddle the line in discord and rhyme. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. Mouth is alive with juices like wine. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Stalked in the forest, too close to hide. I'll be upon you by the moonlight side. High blood drumming on your skin, it feels so tight. You feel my heat just a moment behind. In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. Sent out a sound, I'm lost and I'm found. And I'm hungry like the wolf.
strut on the line. It's just Gordon Rhyme. I howl and I whine. I'm after you. Mouth is alive and I'm running inside. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Hungry like the wolf. Burning the ground, I break from the crowd, and I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. I smell like I sound, and I'm lost and I'm found.
What does that even mean?
I'm hungry.
I smell like I sound.
Like the wolf. Sounds probably like good. Shit, strut on the line. It's just Gordon Rhyme. I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Mouth is alive, with juices like wine, and I'm hungry. Like the wolf. Burning the ground, I break from the crowd, and I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Scent and a sound, lost and I'm found, and I'm hungry, like the wolf.
Ow!
Ah, fuck! Ow. This shit is stupid!
Yay.
Duran Duran sucks!
Hey! You inspire a nation, Napier.
You're a whore. God damn, I hate Duran Duran.
Really?
Yeah. Next time I'm going to sing, what's that fucking song?
You picked fucking Erasure.
Yeah, Erasure's awesome.
No. No one has ever said that before.
After Robot Unicorn Attack they have, you need to play that game. You'll be like, oh god, this fucking song is awesome.
Do 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 do.
God damn, that song is okay.
Do do. We're going to have like a whole album of Napier karaoke. You know what I have locked in the vault somewhere?
Where?
The Napier raps. You remember the Napier raps?
The one where I was talking about pooping?
I got about 40 minutes of you rapping somewhere on tape.
I rapped?
You remember on the 03 road trip? When I just recorded you rapping? You rapped like every word to every song?
Bust
yes.
it out. Next
no,
time.
let's not
wait,
bust
you haven't
that
heard?
Out.
You
no.
haven't ready?
No, I don't. I'll have to get those out. That might just be like a special edition. I'll just like Napier raps.
Go, 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 go.
Oh yeah. God, that was stupid and dumb.
We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Exactly.
And we don't give a fuck. It's not your birthday.
I know my hippie beatdowns.
Hey Jesse, let me tell you about it being your birthday.
And shitting dick nipples.
Yeah. And is that your Napier? I like you doing your
Napier,
yeah. Do your Napier impression.
Hey, guys, it's Mike. How are you guys doing today? Guys want to talk about puss vaginas and clitter squirt?
What was it that you kept saying? You kept saying puss flaps.
Yeah, puss flaps.
Just over and over again.
Oh, can I say puss flaps? Hey, ooh, guys, can flaps. I say puss flaps? Are we all going to hang out and talk about puss flaps? Get your girlfriend over here. Let me ask her about her puss flaps.
Your impression of you's the best.
I'm awesome every day.
Well, what do you think, fellas?
Dang.
Yeah.
I leveled.
All right.
You leveled?
I leveled. Dang.
Pancake song?
Fuck the pancake song.
Save it for next week?
Yeah. Let's open with the fucking pancake song.
Can you open with the pancake song?
We can open with whatever we want. How old are you? How old are you, faggot? Say it.
I don't remember. How old am I? I'm 27.
You're 27. Yeah. You're a goddamn adult. We can open with whatever fucking shit we want to. It's not like anybody's ever going to hear it.
We got to pick out some more Duran Duran next time for
I hate thing. You. And I hate Duran Duran. Didn't they get, like, raped in their bus by a fucking tiger?
Yes, that happened. Absolutely happened.
It was awesome.
There was a tiger that, actually, he was at the bus stop, and the bus driver stopped to pick him up. He got on the bus, and the tiger raped all of them.
I think it was just a dude in a tiger costume that Duran Duran wanted to hype up. Like, they didn't want to say they got raped by a dude in a tiger costume.
Oh. It was a furry?
Yeah, it was a furry.
That's why they named that horse, Don't Let the Tiger on the Bus?
Yeah.
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 Because he's just going to fucking rape you and steal your lyrics to all your good songs. See you in hell, faggots!
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Go to wfodicks.blogspot.com. It's our fucking blog. Then, when you're done with that, go to wfodicks.podbean.com. It's our fucking homepage. Want to watch us on fucking Twitter, faggots? Get that Twitter shit together. Go to twitter.com/wfodicks. Fuck. And then comment on our shit, fuck. It's 314-266-WFOD. Or, if you're fucking illiterate, 314-266-9363, you fucking shitballs. Oh yeah, if you don't fucking like this, email me at wfodicks@live.com. Fuck you!